Last word of the fifth to the last line in Daf Tzadiches Amud Aleph. We're going to talk about whether we want to witness the coming of the Mashiach. But before we get there, Shaul Tamidos Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma. The students asked Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, he must have been davening, but when is the Mashiach coming? Amar Misharni Shema Tevachim Menos. I'm nervous, I'm afraid that maybe you're going to ask me for a sign to prove what I'm saying is correct. So the student said, no. Amrulo, ain adam bevachim kolos. We're not going to ask for a sign from you. So in that case, Amrulahem, he said to them, lich sheyipol hashar hazeh, when this gate falls, he was talking about the gate of Rome, v'yibanan will be rebuilt, v'yipol will fall a second time, v'yibanan will be rebuilt a third time, v'yipol, and it will fall a third time. So then, emas fikun libnosa ad shemen darun ba. So you're not going to build it before Mashiach come. Maybe it's parallel to the fact that Basement is destroyed twice and then the third time it's going to be rebuilt. So Rome is going to be destroyed three times. The Marsha writes that the falling of the gate twice is a sign... is a sign on the fall of Rome that's mentioned in many psukim. But it seems that Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma was living there at Yisrael when he said this. Well, the Rashash says that maybe he was at that point, he was in Rome. This notion of, right, so then the Gemara says, Amru lo Rabbeinu, the student said back to him, Rabbeinu, Rabbi, our teacher, Tain Lanoz, give us a sign now. Amalahem, Glokach, Amartim Lee, didn't you tell me that Shaina Tem Vakshim Menos? You're not going to ask for a sign for me? Amalahem, they said to him, Alpich, and nevertheless, Amalahem, he said to them, Im Kach, Yefchu Mei Maras, Pamiat Sodam, and Evchul Adam. So the waters of the Banyas River should turn to blood. In fact, they did turn to blood. Bishas Pti Rasum, at the time of his death, Amalahem, he said to his students, Hamikuli Armoni, bury me in a coffin that's very deep in the ground. Shein kol deko v'deko shebavavo shein susha parsim nikshabo. In the future, the Parasimada is going to conquer Bavel, and the land will be full of Persians and their horses, and afterwards, they're going to go up to Eretz Yisrael. Bein l'chol aron v'aron sheb Eretz Yisrael shein sus madai ocha boteva. That they will take out the coffins to make from them a trough for their horses, and therefore he wanted that they would place his aron, his coffin, deep in the ground so that they won't be able to take it out in the war, during the war of Gog and Magog. The Imre Tzvi writes that the gate falling three times, so he wants to say that this is not talking about the gate of Rome, but he cites the Nitziv from Volozhin wants to say that there will be three more Roman empires that will rise, and after the three Roman empires will rise, so then Mashiach will come. And he actually takes it from the end of Parshas Vayishlach. It says that the Shmos Alufei Esel Mishkosam Mimkosam. This refers to different empires before Mashiach comes. And according to Netziv, Rav Yosef ben Kisma lived in the Memshala, in the kingdom that's called Aluf Mivtzar. And after that, there are only two more Memshalos, only two more Roman, I guess, dynasties. And so that's what he's referring to. Not the wall is going to fall, or gate's going to fall down, but after these three Roman empires are going to be destroyed. So then the Mashiach will come. In any case, the Rav Chaim Vital cites this notion of the horses of Parasumadai, because why especially horses are going to come? Because a horse follows its responsibility, and a horse does what it's told. That in fact, the Gemara in Brachos Daf Gilma Bay says that David Melech would sleep like a horse, because a horse is always doing avoda, is always doing its work. It never takes a break. So in the future, the horses will stand by the Aronos, by the coffins that buried the Jewish people, and to hint to them that all the sorrows, all the calamities that befell the people is because they didn't work on their mitos like the horse always does its avoda. The Gemara then continues. The Gemara says, "Amar Rab, ein me David ba'al shetispashet malchus harasha al yisotisha chadashim." That the Mashiach is not going to come until the evil empire will rule over, will spread over the Jewish people for 9 months. Shenemar, as the Pasuk Micha says, "L'chaim yinim ad eis yoleda yolada." That Hashem is going to give the Jewish people in the hand of the non-Jews until the time it takes for a woman to give birth, which is 9 months. V'yaser echav yeshuva al b'nei Yisrael. Then after that, his brethren will return to that the will it's he's saying that the evil kingdom will spread over the whole world and every place where Jews are found. This will happen before the Gula, before the redemption, because then the pasuk continues and talks about the redemption. Amar Ula Ula says, "Yesi v'lo ichmini." So he says, Mashiach will come, and I don't want to see it. I also don't want to see it. But Yosef Amar Yosef Eske Deesi Betula Dekufti Dechamare. I will come at it, even if I'm zochi, even if I'm merit to sit only in the shadow of the dung of the donkey of Mashiach. I want that. So we have Ula and Rabba do not want to be around the time of Mashiach, and Rav Yosef does. So the truth is, we say v'sechazeno einani b'shuv chaltzir brach b'yir the davening. We want to see Mashiach. So why is that? If Rabbi to be around for the most Mashiach, if we say that in the davening, v'sechazeno einani b'shuv chaltzir brach b'yir. So the Kilas Yaakov says that it's sort of like a mashal, like a parable, that the Amoraim. He says that basically it's a chasna. The parable's like a chasna, that basically there's a lot of dancing going on, and one of the mechutanim, one of the elderly mechutanim, I can't dance, so wake me up when it comes time for the meal. So they wake him up. But this stam guy, a regular person, who says, we don't want to dance, wake us up for the meal. So they're not going to wake him up. So Rabba and Ula, they want to just sleep. They're tzaddikim. They know that they will be woken up in time when Mashiach comes. They just don't want to be involved in the process. They don't want to see all the calamity that befall Jewish people. But we, regular people, we want to see the Mashiach. We want to see when we return to Tzion. Because if we're sleeping, they may not wake us up. We're like not the elderly relative at the wedding. We're like a stranger at the wedding. They might not wake us up. So therefore, we want to be there. But Rabban and Ula did not want to be there. Did not want to see what's going on. The Panim Yafo say, when we say v'sechazeno, ayinei b'shuv chotzion berachamim, we want to see it berachamim, with mercy. We don't want there to be any suffering. So Rav Yosef, he does want to be there. So basically, he thinks that even though if he's by the dung of the donkey, he still would rather see of the Mashiach. He still would rather see Mashiach, and the point being that even though, you know, when you're by the dung of a donkey, you can't study Torah, but still it's worth it to experience Mashiach. So the Rav Yosef, the Imre Yecheskel says that Rav Yosef was more guarded from sin, and therefore he wasn't concerned that he would be protected. Rabba was more concerned. Now, the Gemara says that Amar Le Abaye L'Rabba. So Abaye says to Rabba, "My time. What's the reason that you don't want to see Mashiach? You're nervous about the birth pangs of Mashiach." Atanya, Shalot Hamias Rabbi Elazar. The students asked Rabbi Elazar, "My Sardam V'Natsa B'Chevel Mashiach. What should a person do so he'll be safe from the birth pangs of Mashiach?" Yasek B'Targum L'Shalim. Occupy yourself in Targum L'Shalim. So Umar Hatar V'Hagum L'Shalim. I understand. You have, Rabbi, you have Torah and Gemilas Chasadim. Amar Lei Shem Yigurim Chay. No, he's nervous that maybe he sees that sin will cause his chuyos to be out, you know, that he won't have any merit left. And this is similar to Rav Yaakov Bar Idi, because what did Rav Yaakov Idi say? He says, Rav Yaakov Idi, see, the pasuk says, Hashem tells Yaakov, I'm going to be with you wherever you go, when he's fleeing from Esav. We'll see, but then the pasuk says, Yaakov is afraid when he's about to meet Esav. Same thing. Even though Hashem promised him, he thought that maybe because of his sin, so that way he would lose his schus of his merit of protection. The Ramban in Parashas Lamed Beis Pasuk Gimel Parashas Vayishlach, he says that's the way of tzaddikim. Tzaddikim are always afraid that maybe even when they he was afraid that maybe when he entered into a treaty with Lavan, Yaakov entered a treaty with Lavan, he who's Ovid of Avodah Zarah, who worships Avodah Zarah, maybe something else. A tzaddik is always afraid, and the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, "Kitanya Adyavar Amcha Hashem Zobi Rishon Adyavar Mizukanisa Zobi Shnia." The pasuk says, "We say it's on Yashir that Hashem is going to in time of Yeshua that Hashem will help us." Enter into Eretz Yisrael with miracles. And also, the second Adyavar, that in the time of Ezra, when we come back, there's also going to be miracles. And we're out to Ruim Ha Yisrael Asas Lem Neis, B'Viyah Shinyin K'Viyah Rishonah, that Bnei Yisrael were fit to have a miracle when they came back the second time, like the first time, El Shigar Machet. But because of sin, they didn't merit this, and they needed the permission of Koresh in order to return to Eretz Yisrael. What was the sin of the second, of the Jews of the second, when they came back a second time, that they didn't get this special merit by Hashem? So according to Marasha, only a small group went. And the Meshech Chachma says, this is Meshech Chachma, so this is the Marasha in Yom HaDaf, Tesam Bay says that they didn't all make Aliyah. Meshech Chachma in Parshas Bo, Perakut Beis, Pazach Beis, he writes, as it was that many of the Jews were assimilated. And so that so sin can undo a promise. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, Rav Yochanan says, "Yesiv lochmani." Rav Yochanan also doesn't want Mashiach to come. He doesn't want to see it either. Why? I don't really wish to be Shlakish. Shlakish says back to Rav Yochanan, "My time. What's the reason why you don't want to be there but one time Mashiach comes dealing Mishim Dixiv? If it's because it's written Kashiyanus Ish Mipnei Ha'arif Go Adov Ha'abayis for Samach Yedol Al-Kir and Shachol Nachash." It's just like someone is fleeing from a lion and he meets a bear on the way, and then he goes home and he sticks his hand into the wall, and then a snake bites him. So basically, according to this pasuk, like there are always calamities. You can't run away. If you run away from the lion, you'll meet the bear. You'll confront the snake. Bo vareka du masa b'lamazeh. I'm going to show you a comparable example in this world. Bismanchan miyotzi l'sadam. Person going to the field. Fogo santar. The person who's in charge of measuring the field, he's going to perhaps shorten the person's field and say, you know, you don't own as much property. Doma kimish pargo bo ari. That's like meeting a lion. And then Nichas, he goes into the city, Pagabagaba, he meets the person, the tax collector. It's like he's meeting the bear. Nichas Beitzu Matzabara Benosim Tar Macharav, Barav. He goes home and he finds his kids in famine. Doma Kamisha Nishachot Nachash, like a snake is baiting him. So why are you so nervous of Yochanan about Tam Mashiach? It's bad now. It'll be difficult Mashiach. It's going to be worse now than Mashiach. So rather, Ela Mishum Tichsiva, rather because the Pasuk says, but I'm coming to Mashiach, Shalana Ruuk, Im Yoleid Zachar. Ask now if a male will give birth. Maduro isi kogeva yadav al chalatzav. Why do I see a man, his hands are on his loins, kayulata, like a woman is giving birth? And afku kopanim li rakod, his face turns green. My, what's going on? Raisi kogeva, I've seen every man. Amarav bar yitzhak, Amarav, misha kogevur shalot. It's like about Hashem, that his strength is his. Kogeva, and someone whose gevur is his. So this is Hashem. It's is as if he's in pain, like a woman's giving birth at the time of the Mashiach. What does it mean that his face turning green? Rav Yochanan, Pamaya Shamala, the heavenly angels, for Pamaya Shamata, and Jewish people, Bishashama Kodesh Baruch Hu, Halolo Masi Yadai, Halolo Masi Yadai, Hashem says that both of the Jews and the non-Jews are God's creation. How can I destroy these for these? It's true, right? I had to replace the Jews with the non-Jews when the Jews had sinned and the non-Jews are on top. And now when I'm going to replace the non-Jews and put the Jews on top, how can I destroy the non-Jews? It's fascinating that Rav Yochanan cares about humanity. He cares that non-Jews will be killed, as opposed to Rab and Ula, who were more concerned about them, the bad situation the Jews will be in right before Mashiach. Rav Yochanan's concerned that the non-Jews will be destroyed when the Jews are going to replace them, and he doesn't want non-Jews to be killed. So Rav Papa says, "Hi, Narmi Enchi." This is what people say: "Rehit unefal Torah." When the ox runs and he falls, and he can't plow anymore. Vazel v'shadilei susiboria, and then the owners place a horse in his path instead of it. But when the ox gets better, then it's difficult for the owners to remove the horse from its place, even though he didn't want to place the horse instead. Because the ox is more precious. Similar here, even after Jewish people are lowered from their greatness and leadership goes to the nation of the world, it's hard, in the eyes of God, to destroy the nation of the world for the Jewish people. Amar Rav Gidel. Rav Gidel says, Amar Rav, Rav says, Asini so dachli shnei Mashiach. That the Jewish people will have a lot of plenty in the days of the Mashiach. Rav Yosef, Pshita, it's obvious. Man Ochilahu, so who else is gonna benefit from this satiation? Chilek could be like Ochilahu, some different demons will benefit. No la fuke, the Rafila, the Amar, Emashiach, Lisrael, Shkavachlu, Bimechiskio. Now, this position, the Jewish people will be satiated and have plenty in time of the Mashiach, is to exclude the position of Rabbi Hillel, who said that Mashiach is not coming to the Jewish people because they already had Mashiach Nezav Chizkiah. He was supposed to be Mashiach, and once he's no longer Mashiach, so then once he wasn't Mashiach, so Mashiach's not coming again. The question is, how do we fit Rav Hillel with the Ikar Emunah? One of the Ikar Emunah is that there will be a Mashiach. So you could say he's arguing in Ikar Emunah that maybe during his days this was an open question, but once the Rambam says that we believe Mashiach's going to come, so then Rav Hillel's position would violate Ikar Emunah. But there are some Rishonim we try to fit Rav Hillel's position with the Ikar Emunah, with the principles of faith. For example, the Ran writes that he wants to say that they won't need a Mashiach to conquer the nations, but they're going to go out from Galus. The glory of God will shine on them, and there won't be a Mashiach, but they will. There'll be Tchias HaMeisim, and they're going to get pleasure from the Shechina. Maybe you won't need a Mashiach. There will be a return to Eretz Yisrael. But he's just saying that they won't need no Mashiach to conquer. You're just gonna have God. That's one way of understanding. And many Mefarshim have different positions about to reconcile his position with the Ikare Emuna. So, for example, the Yeshua's Mashiach says that he means to say that the Mashiach is going to die. It's not that the Mashiach is going to live forever. That means that after Mashiach comes, there will be Tchias HaMeisim, but he's going to die. Another Rav Shem Tov Shaprut explained that if the Jewish people don't have the right zchus, the Mashiach won't come in the zchus of their ancestors. That's what he means to say, that if they don't have good deeds, Mashiach won't come because of the chutz of their ancestors. Yeshua's Mashiach explained that when he says Mashiach's not going to come, he's not going to come achi shana, he's not going to come quickly, but he's going to come in its right time. So, and another explanation is that Mashiach's not going to come as a king, but he's going to come as a Nasi instead. So different explanations. Again, you can argue that this we can't accept this position, where he says that Mashiach is not going to come, but we don't accept it now. But back in his day, this wasn't a definitive position, so he's not considered a heretic. But maybe now it is a heretical position, or you have to sort of revisit his position and try to say it in a way that it's not against one of the Ramazi Kari Amunah.